Thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for joining me today on Pagan World Radio. And today we're going to talk about the power of networking. Over the next couple of months, we're going to be establishing even further into the power of networking. Networking is the idea of connecting one or more people to a group or to around an idea or to a concept. But networking is creating connections between two people, two companies, two ideologies, two anything. But to network means to connect two things or more together. And that's one of the things I think we are doing well in the Pagan community and need to do more of, and that is connecting. We have lots and lots of connections, and a lot of people are now arguing about the quality of those connections, but they don't see how valuable they are. The fact is the Pagan community has grown exponentially in so many different ways, and the amount, number of books they're producing, the number of classes they're producing. Oh, my gosh, since Zoom came in and COVID came in, the classes have just expanded tenfold. I mean, before from where people were. We've seen this phenomenon again. We saw it in the psychic world where you were able to do telephones, all sorts of different ways we've played with this concept of networking, the power of networking. And what is the power of networking? Well, Metcalfe's Law says the more nodes you have in a network, the better off you are. If you have a node of just two people from one house to another, say a telephone that only goes to one house or another, it's useful between those two houses, but to no one else. You answer a third house, let's say somewhere else, now you have four different ways to communicate, and it keeps growing from there. A fourth house is better, and today the telephone networks around the world show that that is at the level of networks grow and provide more resources. It makes more connections. It makes it possible to do more things. The more networks you have in place, the more you can do. Now, small groups are able to function faster, quicker, and simpler. And their impact can be greater or lesser, but they are very much faster, quicker than large networks. Why is that? Because large networks take time to cover information in. But the internet's taken that way, so you can have really successful networking to get an idea across the world quickly, rapidly, amazingly, simplistically, faster than we were in the past. Before, we had to network in person, through mail, through magazines, through written text, through then television, and having to fight the gatekeepers of television. That was the 90s, the press, the news. And today, everything has been knocked down. You can communicate just like I'm communicating from one to one, one to many, or many to one as well. People can reverse that and talk to me as well. So communication has dramatically changed. And with it is networking. Networking is essential. You can't get anything really done by yourself. You can make great art. You can do a handful of things. You can build things. You can craft things. But to really accomplish things, I mean to really do things well, such as big events or festivals, you know, or even sometimes making a dress, that you need various components. You need a cloth maker. You need a string thread maker. You need needle makers. All of these represent networked items. And so networking means connecting and making available resources to more people so that the person who's creating the resource, i.e. somebody who makes needles for a living, might be able with a network to find more people who will buy the needles by making connections with people who make thread, who make yarn, and the consumer who utilizes those, the seamstress, the hobbyist, the, you know, the big dressmakers, the fashion industry. All of these work together to create connections, and connections are networking. The better your network, the more healthy you're going to be. So in the Pagan community, we're starting to see more and more networking, more and more communications. We're starting to see more networks, more directories, and more energy. And so we are continuing to move that. The more you can connect, and we're starting to see that, the more you can make your network work, the more it can do so. I have one of the largest networks in the world of Pagans. I know more of them. I know how to contact them. And for me, it's made my life much happier, much more joyful. And I'm able to do more things with it. And as we're going to demonstrate in 57 days from this broadcast on January 11th, we're going to bring in a lot more about networking, communicating. And people feel like it's a crowded world already, that there's lots of content out there. There's a lot of connections out there. But yet we're not seeing the level of improvement in our community financially or through elder care or through other systems that we expected to see with our growth. And that is because we are connecting and networking for ourselves, but we're not really utilizing those networks. We're not using those connections in a way that is stronger today than it was yesterday. We're not seeing as many trades within it or so many different things. And we're still relying mostly on the outside world. Now, there are more books being written, more events being created, more classes being created. So the information is growing, and it's growing to a community that's growing pretty exponential. We're starting to see, you know, it's growing more every year than we expect. We're seeing more members come in, more members teaching. And as we start to see, we're seeing more elders, people who are older. Regardless if they are elders by definition, they are older individuals. And people who, you know, once, you know, used to be like, oh, 20 years was a long time. 20 years is not becoming that hard to find people who have been learning and practicing for 20 years, 30 years. It's growing, and it's going to be, you're going to start seeing more of it. I mean, now we're seeing people in their 30s who are now practitioners since they were teens, independently since they were 20. And they did that through making connections, the power of networking. So I'm going to give you really three things that networking will do for you and what you should do to network. So I'm going to tell you what you should do to help network. Go to pagan.world and sign up for free. We're building a networking situation that is trying to connect businesses and people and schools and intelligence and all sorts of different ideas. So pagan.world. Yep, just put that in your browser. It'll go right there. But the number one reason to be a networker is that you find like-minded people that you can talk to, share thoughts and ideas. Just the ability not to feel alone is really important. You might be in the closet in your hometown, but luckily with the internet, you can actually feel like you can grow and be something more, to be more cherished, to be more recognized, to be more loved online, and you can build a community. I've seen this happen. I've seen it over 20 years. Communities that are building online can take away some of that feeling of loneliness, that idea that you're alone and that your ideas are weird. Number two, you can actually create your hobby and actually make even a living out of it, be it writing. And anyone who thinks of writing is like more than a hobby of a pagan community, for only a handful of people, it's really, you don't make a lot of money writing. You make, actually, any writer makes their money really through speaking engagements. And even that's weak in our community. We are weak connectors. We're weak networkers when it comes to discussing these ideas. We are not in the mainstream. We're not at major things. So we're still working on that networking. But that networking gets you to more resources for yourself and just share with others. So soap makers, candle makers, incense makers, all pretty traditional. Pagan Pride Days, even more. You keep moving up the ladder. And eventually you're going to get to a point where can you find neighbors who do business, such as plumbers and carpenters and such. So networking gives you more access to resources and to be able to utilize those resources for yourself and for other people. And the third reason why you should network is that there are power in numbers, especially in democracies. The more you can get people to agree with you enough to compromise, to vote in certain aspects in elections, or also dollar democracy, you're spending their dollars, is very, very important. It's an essential part of why you network, so that you can have a common voice. When things happen, you can have a common voice, such as, you know, lately there have been a lot of protests. Connection and networking allows more people to know about it, so you're not isolated. You might be able to get more resources to protect you. So networking gives you that. So it helps you in that aspect. It gets you a chance to share ideas with people and to feel less lonely. It allows you to share resources across the board and increase your value and wealth in the community. And third, it protects you by having more people who can work with you and have more resources to work with you, including voting. And that if you have enough people in an area, it can really affect vote in democracies. I want to give you a fourth place for networking, and that is new information. You can learn from new networking. Joining into networks allows you to connect more people and allow your mind to be expanded, because we just don't live in our heads, but we live in the heads of everybody we connect. And so by networking in this aspect, especially in the paying community, you can find ways to new resources, new ideas, new concepts. And as we are emerging with so many books, so much information, so much knowledge, and such a growth, it's really super important that we discover ways to connect. One of the biggest things that have changed is music. Picking music has always been a very interesting and very powerful aspect. But over the last couple of years, you're seeing more networked effects, such as the Red Album and the Green Album, and festivals and sharing of information, and stations showing more of those types of things, as well as selling more albums. There are more musicians available, selling more albums, more music, sharing more music than at any point in the pagan community history. So we're seeing that growth as well. It's on Spotify and everything else. So we're starting to see that transition into the middle. So we network so that we can get new information and get new ways we can share our thoughts. So power of networking is important. The more people you have in your network, the better off you are. And so pagan.world, we're looking to increase our network through social media, through social broadcasting, and through all of the different ways we can create ways to connect people. And not unify, connect. Networking is about connection. It's about allowing you a place where you can exercise knowledge, information, and resources and see it reflected back to you in the cheery, happy faces of all our fellow members and their many, many wonderful tasks and businesses. So there you go. The power of networking. It's important. It's essential. And it's going to only get greater and more important as we move into the future. So pagans, network. Figure out better ways to network. Figure out ways to join with each other. And yes, you don't have to gatekeep. You don't have to say if they're pagans. You don't have to make that decision. Only make the decision to network other people. And if you like them, network harder. If you don't like them, leave them, ignore them, and let them go. But at the end of the day, network with those you want. You're going to find yourself in a better, happier place. Blessed be, and I will be back again. I am Ed the Pagan, and hoping you a happy networking event.